This is The Guardian. Regan Armitt here on Gadigal land with a full story.
I'm certainly hopeful. We've worked really hard across the last 4 years to, you know, frankly, change the trajectory of South Australia. The rest of the country looks at our state very differently now.
Popular Premier Peter Malinauskas is feeling confident this weekend, given he's expected to win this Saturday's state election in a landslide. But that's not why all eyes are on this election.
As far as I'm concerned, One Nation have virtually no policy out in the electorate, virtually none on all the issues that are, but they say are important to them. And I think wherever you see a complaint but a lack of policy, makes clear that they're not really there to make a difference.
It's because it will be One Nation's first real test since its surge in the polls.
Always a Labor voter.
Recommend.
I change because there's need big changes in this country, mate. That's why. Pauline and the gang, all her side, they've got the answers, mate.
Yeah.
And the answers is what Australian people need. They want the answers.
Today, Chief Political Correspondent Dan Jervis-Vardy on whether a right-wing populist party long associated with racism can go mainstream this weekend. It's Wednesday, the 18th of March.